Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 29th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing fine, Taryn. It's the last update of the season for me, so I'm excited to, chop it up one more time. Not a lot to chop, but I'm still here, so.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 62 in the house, and there was nothing on the live feeds on day 62 in the house. We saw that Jace was evicted in the episode, and that's what we have. So we'll talk about day 63 instead. On day 63, which is today, roughly an hour to a half hour ago, we saw that the feeds had been down all night. That Big Brother, they tweeted out, feeds will be down all night. They will be back up in the morning. We're going to find out who won HOH in the morning. And then the feeds came up in the morning and Big Brother production was like, we didn't say you'd find out who won HOH in the morning. We just said the feeds would be back up in the morning. Fools. they have not played the HOH yet. There are no results to discuss. So that's where we are.
We have a lot to unpack here. Who was sleeping? Who was awake? Did anyone shower this morning? That's what you're here to get from us, and that's it.
Yes. That's where we are. No HOH has been played. We basically only have the conversation. Kevin talked to Josh about Josh still pretending he's going to throw this HOH. Kevin talked to Helena about Josh throwing this HOH. He said that Josh even brought up throwing the final three HOH. Is this real life or have we been played? If so, good on them. So yes, good on them.
Yeah, good on them indeed, because you're getting played. Hasn't happened yet, but you're getting played.
Yeah. And they talked about what to do if either one of them win the HOH. Helena said if Kevin wins the HOH, that he should nominate her next to Betty to keep Josh happy, essentially. I actually don't hate. I feel like people have been kind of like, what is she doing? She's going to ruin her never nominated streak, which, yes, that's kind of the one thing she's got left going for her when it comes to the jury. But on the other hand, given what we know, that both Josh and Betty are looking to evict her at that point. Keeping Josh feeling like they were loyal to the alliance and taking away Helena's biggest jury argument might be the best chance that they have of keeping Helena safe if one of them win. But at the same time, it's probably not going to matter anyway. And so she should probably just want to keep that in the event that she or Kevin win.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I feel like we've had this discussion at the end of every season, and I think we've reached the conclusion that it really doesn't matter. Like, I don't think, I mean, maybe, depending on who the jury is, they might look at it and be like, oh, well, you got nominated, that's off. But at the end of the day, it's the final four. Like, it really, this is a formality nomination ceremony because the veto is all that matters. So to me, it doesn't matter. But also, if you're Helena and you have not a lot of other stuff to distinguish yourself from other people, then it could be a problem, but it is what it is. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's like one of those things. It's kind of like, in my eyes, being nominated at Final Four or not nominated at Final Four, it's kind of a vanity stat. If you're in such a good position that you don't even need to pretend anymore by getting yourself nominated or nominating an ally, like with Cody and Enzo at Final Four and BB22, good job. You took your idol home in your pocket. It's a souvenir now. You didn't play it, even though you didn't have any reason not to. Like, it's that sort of thing. But in my eyes, if you make it to the Final Four not being nominated, that you're pretty much good. I mean, unless you get evicted at Final Four or you're like genuinely like you're the target, right? But yeah, I mean, in the eyes of the jury, it does sometimes, you know, become a thing where it's like, if you are nominated at the Final Four, you might then lose that stat to some degree. But I think that there's a pretty decent argument that you can make, which is like, it didn't really matter. Or you can even say like, I wanted to be nominated here to intentionally lower my threat level at the Final Four, but let's be real, I wasn't nominated all season. Which is a pretty good argument that you make once people have already made up their minds. So unfortunately, yes. The jury speeches.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, it's a point you make if it's on top of your mind and you know to play that. So I don't necessarily know if Helena knows to raise the points the way you just pointed out, which would be a good way to go. And she's going to need all the help she can get, but it remains to be seen.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all we got. We're again waiting on this HOH. And here's the thing. Even if we did have HOH results, it's like, okay, that person's safe. It still just comes down to the veto, in terms of who's going to win. Basically, if Josh wins the HOH, then probably either Betty or Kevin are going to go home. If Kevin wins the HOH, either Helena or Josh or Betty, really all three of them could go home at that point. I could see Kevin and, Helena potentially, and I said this last night, I could see them potentially keeping Josh to the final three over Betty, because they think that there's a chance he might throw that final three HOH. However, it depends on what his performance is in this final four HOH to see how much they would believe that. If Helena wins the HOH, I think again, probably any one of the three could leave. So I think that's, and you know, theoretically, I could again see an argument where Josh and Betty decide we'd rather keep Kevin over Helena because maybe Kevin performs very poorly in both the HOH and the veto. I think that does make some sense for them both, but they also really don't like Kevin. So, you know, who knows?
I mean, we know that if they get any kind of power of who should leave, they should get rid of Kevin for their own winning sakes as well. But like, listen, this season's been a wild one. There's been a lot of twists and turns, a lot of stuff that's happened in the middle of the week that's changed stuff. This last HOH reign, the person who was leaving pretty much got decided the night before, even though it had gone back and forth a bunch of times. So a lot of things can happen, a lot of variables here, but we have no information to start even potentially theorizing on exactly what's going to happen. I think today is going to be a very scuffed day for feeds because now HOH is still happening. Based on the conversation that Kevin and Helena had, Wendy's is still on the table. So Wendy's is still happening.
Well, they think so, but who would be there? They thought maybe Chris's mom, which I think would be great.
What if it's like all the winners on video? Like you get like the medley, like everyone just saying congratulations. I don't know.
What if they just pull in Dan Gheesling?
Listen, that's a get. That's a big get. It would be a nod to the first season. So right. That could work. That could work for it. Has Ian was on at one point as a round. Was that US or
he
Canada?
He did, didn't he? Yeah. In like season three or four.
It was early days, so Ian could be on the list. Maybe he would be. But again, I think for me, for a lot of people, give us Chris's mom for the memes. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We likely aren't going to get much in the way of feeds. We thought this would be the last full day of feeds, but with the HOH competition happening, very much doubt that at this point. So we will see. I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you. Or honestly, roughly, depending on like what we're getting, if the feeds are going to come down completely at some point tomorrow, we may delay the update until after they shut down all the way, so that we can give you like a sort of final sort of update on the live feeds. If we don't have a time or a date, then I'll just go live in the morning and give you what update I can. And then I think we are going to probably start the final 3/4 game recaps on Sunday. So that is the current schedule here for the live feed updates. And then on Monday, we'll have the round table and we'll have the finale coverage here on Thursday, of course. So keep an eye out for all of that. I will be talking to Jace later today. So you can prepare for that interview to be dropped at some point. And that's what we've got.
Yeah, we really gave you the meat and potatoes today, so you don't have to worry about eating. You're all good. I mean, listen, what we've learned last two seasons is that the Friday update is not as heavy as it once was. It is heavy in US, but in Canada, it is but a mere water at the table when you arrive at a restaurant, and that's it.
Yeah, Canada really has a lot of disrespect for the Friday update. Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you. Again, check out all of the coverage coming your way for Big Brother. Check out the Taran show. Find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taran Armstrong. Find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaran. Booyah. What do you got?
Twitter @Puyaism, twitch.tv/Puya. We'll be live tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern doing my thing. So come through, say hi. I would appreciate that. And then the two podcasts going on aside from this, I've got the 90 Day Fiancé podcast on the Rehab Ups. I had Asia on with me this week. I have Chappelle on with me next week. So I'm excited to see how this plays out. And then I've got Masked Singer with Liana. We recorded our episode last night. It should go up sometime tonight. And then we're two episodes away from that being over entirely as well. So that's all I've got for you. And I think this is the last you'll hear of me speak on Big Brother Canada. So listen, good luck to all the people who still have a stake in the draft, which is all of us except for Aman. Wow, Aman, you really messed that one up, huh? I'm just kidding. Okay. That's it. All right. That's all right. From me.
Business B.
This is Business B. Let's get it.
Let's get it, Business B. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.